Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishvas, Arim Biakushom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf Vov. This Daf is the Daf of Tokfa Koyin, the Sugyo, which is full of lomdes, full of fundamental concepts and understanding the dinim of Chazokas. And within this Sugyo, we find a jewel, a yesoid, a concept that the Rionis and Ibishitz tells us, which is a foundation of understanding Divrei Rishonim and Achronim. A little background, where does this come in? The Shach wrote the Sefer Tokfa Koyin. The Sefer deals with all the dinim of Chazako, of Tfiso, of Kol Dal and Gvar, anything that has to do with these dinim. And the Shach writes in the Akdama, he wrote called the Tokfa Koyin, because the basis of this whole sugyo is this daf, Bo Metzia Daf Vov Amud Beis, when we say Tokfa Koyin. In addition, obviously the Shach was a Koyin, so Tokfa Koyin is a very fitting name for the Sefer that he wanted to write on this sugyo. And one of the simonim in Tokfa Koyin, really Simon Kuf Chav Gimel and Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, the Shach speaks about the concept which is Kimli. What is the concept of Kimli? If two people have an argument about something, and there is Rishonim or Poiskim that say the Halacha is like one, but then there's a few other Poiskim that say otherwise. So the din is that one could say, Kimli, I hold like the other Poiskim. I hold the Halacha is like this, and therefore that's what I follow. And the Shach goes on to say, he brings the Mokar to it, that even if it's a minority, most Poiskim agree that Halacha is not like this person, but he wants to use the minority, he's allowed to do it. That's the idea of Kimli. Continues in the Shach and says, the next seven, that the Dayonim have to be Machriya. When can a person say Kimli, when not? Sometimes we know that we don't just choose any Poisek, any Rov to follow. So there's a Daya needs to be Machriya. When can you say Kimli and when you cannot? Rabbi Yonah said Ibishitz has the Sefer on Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpot, which is called Urim V'Tumim. And there he put a Sefer called Kitzur Tokfa Koyin. He took the Tokfa Koyin of the Shach and made a summary of it, because the Tokfa Koyin of the Shach is very long. He made only Ikri Adinim. And on that, he wrote his Pirush Detumim, where he comments on what the Shach wrote. So he gets to the Simonim of Chuf Chav Gimel Chuf Chav Dalet regarding Kimli. Says the Tumim a fundamental Yisoid. He says, a din which is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah. If the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they paskin like one opinion, then no one could say that Kimli, like I hold, like the other opinion. And he goes on to explain the following. He says, the ones that wrote the Sifrei Halacha, the Miskabel and Am Yisrael, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they had a special Siyata Dishmaya, a special Ruach HaKodesh that was when they wrote the Sefer. HaKoil Bichtav Miyad Hashem Hiskil. Loshon HaPasuk, that everything came from Shammayim. And continues the Tumim to explain his words. He says, sometimes there's a question on Shulchan Aruch, and come the later Achronim, and give a very big discussion, Pulim and Zdodim, to come and explain what the Shulchan Aruch said. Says the Tumim, do you really think the Shulchan Aruch had all these Cheshbonos the later Achronim gave? He was able to go through all the shackle of attires and the back and forth that all the several generations that came after discussed. Says it to me, that's impossible. It's not Shaykh that he had all that in his mind when he wrote the Sefer. But do we still consider to say that what the Achronim are saying is true? Says the Tumim, absolutely yes. And this is the Yisoid of the Tumim. That if there is something written in a Sefer Choshev, like a Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, this obviously applies to the Rambam, and all the big Poiskim and Boyer HaRoh, that if it says something, you could take these words and derive from it much more than the author's intent. Because the words that are written by the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Rambam, these words were written, Kivyochel Ruach HaKodesh, is almost like a nevuah that was written in these words. So you could come and use these words and build on a big binyani. This Yesoid of the Tumim is so fundamental. This is what we live on. When the Rambam writes a small sentence, then come the G'dayle Achronim and discuss what did the Rambam mean, how did the Rambam write this and not this, and did they take it to Cheshbon several hundred different ideas, and it all goes into one sentence of the Rambam. Did the Rambam actually think about all these options? According to the Tumim, very possibly no. But it doesn't matter, because we're taking the Lashon, the Maase that came down, and that we can use. And all the Gedolei HaChorim followed this Yisoid of the Tumim. And one example will bring Reb Tzadik HaKohen in his Mechsheves Choretz, in the beginning of Ois Gimel. He writes there, he speaks about the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, speak about Shivi Si Hashem Negdi Tomit, that a person should misgabe Ka'ori L'Avoidus Aboyim. So says Reb Tzadik, do you think it's a mikre that this is the first thing the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah bring? He quotes the Tumim that we just mentioned. He says, no, it's everything is a Nivu, everything is Ruach HaKodesh, everything is special Siyata Dishmaya. And if they wrote it, and it doesn't matter if the Shenoch actually meant to write the first thing, because that's the first avoid that a person needs to do. But the fact that it's written first, that gives us a message. The message to us is that if the Shenoch start with this, so then that means this is the Ikar avoid of Adam Yisrael. Did the Shenoch mean to say that when he wrote it first, the Shenoch? Says of Tzadik, not necessarily. But because everything is written in Nevuah Baruch HaKodesh, the fact that it's written this way, you can learn from it things that even if the Shulchan Aruch did not mean it. As he writes, Hashem Yisborach shalach es ruchoi aleihem lios kol divreihem mechuvonim kama sheloi chivnu em. And this I heard from my Rabbi Ramush Shapir Zatzal many times, that a lot of times he came and was midayek in the Rambam, in Yonim, there are very unlike Machshava and Kabbalah. And there's a big debate if the Rambam knew Kabbalah, did not know Kabbalah. And said Rav Moshe, it doesn't matter if he meant it or not. The fact that you could come and medayek it from his Lashon, that's good enough, because this Lashon was Ruach HaKodesh to write it this way. And to end this shir, just add one more nekuda based on this whole thing. What's pshat that this huge Yesoid of the Tumim is written in the Sugis of Tokfa Koyin? V'aloi Dovru. And as the Tumim himself says, even if he did not mean to write specifically here, just came by Mikra, but L'mayis, it is written in these sugis. And if it comes from Shemaim, that means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechaven, then in these sugis we come to this huge Yisoid of the Tumim. Ef Shalomah, because this is Mamash the sugya. What's the sugya? Tokfa Koyin. You have something over here that we don't know who belongs to, the Koyin Chap Sarayim, and he grabs onto it, and he says, this is mine. This is also regarding these Limud HaToyro. There's different things that are written down. You can chap around, grab it and say, I think this is the pshat. And even if that wasn't the intent of the author when the Shulchan Aruch wrote it, doesn't mean that's what he meant. But you can take the sentence, you can do your own diyukim, you can build your own binyanim on these things to come and come to your own divrei Torah. You are the tokfa koyin. You grab on to something which is not yet yours and make it into yours. As usual, the Maariv Mekoymes of this shiur are included in the attached source sheet.